This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Appellant v. Amanda M. Meir, Defendant Respondent, decided January 13, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Appellant v. No. SD38445, Amanda M. Meir, filed January 13, 2025, Defendant Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. The Honorable John H. Bloodworth, Senior Judge, vacated and remanded. Amanda M. Meir, was charged by misdemeanor information with driving while intoxicated as a prior offender. See Section 5077.010. 1. The State of Missouri brings this interlocutory appeal pursuant to Section 547.200.13. 2. Appealing the Circuit Court of Greene County, Missouri's order, granting Meir's motion to suppress statements and her motion in limine and motion to suppress physical evidence, on the basis that Meir was 1. All references to Section 577.010 are to RS Mo Supdas 2017, including all applicable changes effective August 28, 2017. 2. All references to Section 547.200 are to RSMO 2016. 2. Involuntarily administered VRST prior to being advised of implied consent and her Miranda 3 warnings, and that due to the effects of VRST on Meir, she did not knowingly and voluntarily consent to submit to the blood draw in this case, and any statements made by Meir after she was administered VRST are also suppressed from use in this case. The order granting Meir's motions is vacated, and the cause is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Factual background and procedural history. Meir was charged by misdemeanor information with 1 count of misdemeanor, driving while intoxicated, following events that occurred on September 2, 2022. Meir filed a motion to suppress statements and a motion to suppress physical evidence in the case. In her motion to suppress statements, Meir sought an order suppressing from use in evidence all testimony and other evidence relating to or leading from any written, oral, or recorded statement obtained from Meir, whether incriminating or exculpatory, for the reasons she set forth in 15 specifically enumerated paragraphs. In her motion to suppress physical evidence, Meir sought an order suppressing from the use in evidence items taken from the person, property, premises, and/or automobile of Meir, or in which Meir was present, or in which Meir had a right or interest, or which the state alleges Meir to have had possession, said search and seizure having taken place on or about September 2, 2022, and suppression of all evidence of said search and/or seizure, and the fruits thereof, for the reasons set forth in 12 specifically enumerated paragraphs. Neither motion specifically alleged that involuntary intoxication resulting from VRST rendered Meir unable to knowingly, intelligently, or voluntarily consent to a blood draw or waive her 3 Miranda v. Arizona, 384 U.S. 436, 1966, 3 Miranda rights. On February 26, 2024, the trial court held a hearing on Meir's motions to suppress. As a preliminary matter, the state informed the trial court, since the burden of proof is on the state, I just want to make clear for the record that the state has spoken with the defense counsel and the nature of the motion to suppress, and being notified that it is challenging the PC for arrest, identification, and consent to the blood draw. So that is the primary evidence that the state will present today. The trial court asked defense counsel if she agreed with that, to which defense counsel responded, sort of. I rest on everything that I've stated in my motion. Those are the primary issues. We might add also the Miranda issue. So I do cite lots of things in my motion. Counsel is correct that we did discuss this ahead of time. And with the Miranda issue, I don't want to foreclose if something happens in the hearing that I've pled that isn't enumerated in those 4 things. But as I begin this hearing, those are the 4 things that I primarily see will be the issues at hand, Judge. The state called 3 witnesses at the hearing. The defense called no witnesses. Meir did not testify. During that hearing, the following evidence was adduced. On September 2, 2022, Springfield Police Officer Joseph Pyle, Officer Pyle, responded to a 911 call for a motor vehicle crash involving an unresponsive person in a vehicle near the intersection of Republic Road and Harvard Avenue in Springfield, Missouri. Terry Christian, Ms. Christian, was at a red light on eastbound Republic Road when she observed a vehicle go through the intersection, drive onto the median, and into a sign. Ms. Christian approached the vehicle and saw an unresponsive person in the driver's seat. Ms. Christian knocked on the vehicle's window, but was unable to get a response from the driver. Another person at